约翰一书。
Continue studying the book of 1 John.
约翰一书的第二章。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书的第二章。
First John chapter 2.
第一节
Chapter 2, verse 1.
我小子们，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
Chapter 2, verse 1. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
愿立书第二次写说我将这话写给你们。
The second time in First John where this phrase appears, I write this to you.
目的要叫你们不犯罪。
I write this to you so that you will not sin.
这些话就是指着第二章第一节以前。
This first verse is what the point of the chapter is.
我们先从第五节来看。
Let's look at verse 5.
第一章的第五节。
Sorry, chapter, let's look at chapter 1, verse 5.
神就是光，在他里万毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见报给你们的信息。
Chapter 1, verse 5. This is a message we have heard from him and declared to you. God is light, in him there is no darkness at all.
我们若说与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就说谎，不行真理。
And verse 6, if we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们若在光明中行，如同行在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洁净我们一切的罪。
Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
为什么说不要犯罪？
Why do we say do not sin?
在我们信仰生活有一个目标就是不要犯罪。
In our life of faith, we have a goal, and that is to not sin.
那这个不要犯罪最重要的原因是第五节，因为神就是光。
The reason to not sin is recorded here in verse 5, it is because God is light.
在他里面毫无黑暗。
In him there is no darkness.
神的本性本质就是光。
The nature of God is light.
所以它里面没有黑暗。
So in him there is no darkness.
那这个光就是代表圣洁，光就是代表没有罪。
This light represents purity and there's no sin in that light.
那光也是代表荣耀。
Light also represents glory.
那光也是代表生命。
Light also represents life.
那这几个都是连在一起的。
And these are all connected.
所以罗马书说，世人都犯了罪，下面一句，亏缺神的荣耀。
Romans says that all men have sinned and lack the glory of God.
犯了罪，就没有办法荣耀神。
When you sin, then you cannot have the glory of God.
因为犯了罪，就进到黑暗里面。
Because when you sin, you enter into darkness.
那神是光啊，就没有那个光，就没有那个荣耀。
God is light, and when you don't have that light, then you don't have the glory.
所以如果我们比较神刚刚创造那一个人，跟我们现在的这个人差在哪里？
The man that God created in the beginning and versus the man today, what is the difference?
差在于神刚刚创造那个人可以荣耀神。
When God first created man, he created man to glorify him.
那我们现在这个人不能荣耀神。
But the man today cannot glorify God.
那为什么同样是人会有这个差别呢？
We are still man. Why is it that we cannot glorify God now?
那关键就是罪。
The key here is sin.
所以罪是很厉害，把神跟人切开来。
Sin is truly terrible. It cuts between man and God.
那有时候虽然没有完全切断，但是罪是神跟人远离。
Sometimes it does not cut us off completely, but it does drive us apart from God.
因此在约翰一书里面才说罪可以分作两类。
In John it says that sin can be divided into two types.
我们来看第五章约翰一书第五章。
Let's look at First John chapter 5.
六章的
Sorry, chapter 2.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 6.
人若看弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就应当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。有至于死的罪，我不当说为罪这个祈求。十七节。凡不义的事都是罪，也有不至于死。十七节先讲啊，不义的事都是罪。
First John 5, verse 16 and 17 says that all wrongdoing is sin.
啊，这个不义是什么？
What is a wrongdoing?
啊，不义就是在神的标准下不对的。
And wrongdoing is when you're not righteous and under God's standards, you are not right.
这个叫做不义，那这个就是罪。
That is unrighteousness and that is sin.
哦，所以不义在人看起来跟在神看起来不一样。
Unrighteousness in the eyes of man is different from the eyes of God.
最近美国的高等法院判定同性恋是合法的。
Recently, the United States Supreme Court allowed homosexuality.
然后这个《纽约时报》里面呢，就有说这个是反映现在社会大多数的民意。
And the newspapers in New York wrote that it is to reflect the current society.
那这句话就让我们信仰的人很值得去思想。
That idea is something that we should think about.
法院应该是判定对跟错的地方。
The court should be deciding between right and wrong.
那现在这个法院的决定是要反映社会的趋向。
But now the court's decisions are meant to reflect what's happening in society.
就是表示说，这个决定是可以，随着社会趋向的改变是会改变的。
That means that the court's decisions are changed by society.
所以有一天，如果同性恋大家都觉得不对，这个法院可能会再跑回来说这个是不对的。
One day, if homosexuality again becomes illegal, then the court will decide to make it illegal again.
所以在这个社会上就没有绝对的，一切都在变。
Therefore, in society, there's nothing that's absolute. Everything just keeps changing.
文化在改变。
Culture changes.
人的想法在改变。
Man's thinking changes.
所以这个对错观念也在改变。
The concept of right and wrong changes.
所以这个社会现在就很难讲什么是不义，什么是罪。
In our society today, it's very hard to say what is right and what is wrong.
因此我们活在这个社会上变成有一点恐慌了。有一点害怕。
In our society today, therefore, we often will feel that we are a little bit scared.
因为你抓不到什么是不会改变的。
Because you're not sure of what won't change, and you're not sure what to grasp onto.
那一直我们找到神，我们才找到真理。
Only until we come find God, we find the truth.
那我们就知道对错很清楚。
Then the right and wrong is very clear then.
过去是对，现在还是对。
What was right in the past is still right today.
将来还是对。
It will be right in the future.
过去是错的，现在是错，将来还是错。
What was wrong in the past, it will be wrong today, and will be wrong in the future.
因为神没有改变。
Because God does not change.
神的话没有改变。
God's words does not change.
真理是绝对的。
The truth is absolute.
而且真理是安定在天，世界的每一个角落。
The truth is established in the heavens and in every corner of this earth.
所以在美国对的，在非洲也对。
What is right in the United States is also right in Africa.
在美国错的，在非洲也错。
What is wrong in the United States is also wrong in Africa.
那这个叫做真理。
Then that is truth.
所以有了真理之后，
When we have the truth,
我们就很放心。
Then we can be at peace.
我只要在神面前做一个对的决定，
I just have to do the right thing in front of God.
我就没有罪啊。
Then I have no sin.
所以不义的事都是罪。
Verse 17, it says that all wrongdoing is sin.
然后罪有至于死的，也有不至于死的。
And then there is sin that leads to death, and a sin that does not lead to death.
那如果我们看十六节
，Let's look at First John chapter 5 verse 16.
那个犯了不至于死的罪，要为他祈求。
The sin that does not lead to death, you have to pray for that person.
所以神要将生命赐给他。
Because God wants to give life to that person.
这很显然，如果人犯了不至于死的罪，没有悔改，到最后也很可能会失去生命。
very important, when we commit a sin and we don't repent, we will also very likely lose our eternal life.
但是因为他是不至于死的罪，所以如果悔改了，神赦免他的罪，神就把生命给他。
But with a sin that does not lead to death, if we repent, then God will forgive us and will be returned to the heavenly kingdom.
那约翰里面啊，约翰一书里面在讲神就是爱。
First John talks about how God is love.
所以他讲爱讲了很多。
He talks about love throughout the book.
但是当他讲到致死的罪，
But when he talks about the sin that leads to death,
他说、哦、我不当作为这个罪祈求。
He said, there's not, we cannot pray for this sin.
也就是说，既然是致死，就不需要祷告了。
Since that sin is leading to death, that there's no need to pray for it.、
哦、那这样，我们基督徒有时候就会一个观念，哎，致死的罪不要犯，但是、哦、不至于死的罪哦。好像没有关系啊、
This sometimes leads to a concept amongst Christians that let's not commit those sins that lead to death, but the sins that don't lead to death,、we just、be careful about them.
这只要我不至于是没有犯的，那其他悔改神都会赦免的，所以没有关系。
I don't commit those sins that lead to death, but the other ones,、I just repent and God will forgive me.
我们现在看，回来看约翰一书的第一章。
Let's go back to 1 John chapter 1.
第六节
Chapter 1 verse 6
如果说我们跟神相交却仍在黑暗里行这就是说谎了不行真理
Verse 6 If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness we lie and do not live by the truth
罪就是在黑暗里面
Sin is to be in darkness
所以如果一个人说我跟神关系很亲密但是活在罪里面这是不可能
If someone says that I have a very close relationship with God but lives in sin, that is impossible.
所以叫做说谎。
That is what is called a lie.
所以叫做不行真理。
That is what is called when you're not living by the truth.
因为一个人要跟神相交，一定要做第七节。
For a person to have a relationship with God, they must follow what it says in verse 7.
我们在光明中行，如同神在光明中行，就彼此相交。
If we walk in the light as he is in light, we will have fellowship with one another.
所以没有罪就是在光明中，我们跟神之间就有很亲密的团契。
When we don't have sin, we are not in darkness, and we have fellowship with the Lord.
那既然是光明中啊，就有几个特性。第一个，光明不需要遮盖。
So there's a few characteristics of light. When we are in the light, does not need to be covered.
因为是光明
Because it is light.、
要遮盖的就是罪，怕人知道的就是罪。
It is only when you need to cover it and hide it, because you don't want people to see it, that is sin.
教会有一个工人。
There was a worker in church.
他在读 TTP 以后。
He was studying in the theological program.
忽然间、在街上遇到他以前的女朋友。
On the street, he ran to his ex-girlfriend.
那穿着很入时，又来找他。
And she was dressed very worldly and came to look for a worker.
那时候他马上觉得说啊，这个魔鬼真的厉害。
And he immediately thought the devil is truly incredible.
那怎么办呢
？What can I do?
后来他就打电话去问一个教会的工人。
He then called another worker in church.
那个教会跟他工人讲，你第一件事情要让你太太知道。
The first thing that worker told this brother to do is call your wife.
让你太太知道。
Let your wife know what's happening.
他来找你。
Let your wife know that your ex-girlfriend came to look for you.
那为什么要这样做呢
？Why would you do that?
因为一旦遮盖起来，罪就会产生。
Because once you try to cover it up, that is when the sin will manifest.
罪是在我们没有罪是在光明里面。
When we don't have sin, we are in light.
所以他回去真的跟他太太讲。
When he went home, he told his wife.
那两个就很迫切祷告。
The two of them prayed earnestly.
那本来那个女朋友说要再回到办公室来找他。
Originally, the girlfriend wants to come back to the office to look for our brother.
他们两个这样一直祷告呢，从来没有再出现过。
But after our brother prayed with his wife, the ex-girlfriend never showed up again.
所以什么叫罪？要遮盖的，怕别人知道，那个可能就是罪的开始。
What is sin is what you need to hide, and when you're afraid of other people seeing, that is sin.
那第二个
，and second.
光明就是不会羞耻。
The light will not be shameful.
我们看那个亚当跟夏娃犯罪以后。
When we look at Adam and Eve after they sinned,
第一个他要遮盖自己的羞耻。
The first thing they did is they had to hide their shame.
第二个神在呼叫他，他不敢出来。
The second was when God was calling out to him, they did not dare to come out.
所以因为他觉得羞耻，所以他不敢出来，他跟神就没有团契了。
Because he was ashamed and he was afraid to come out, he could not have fellowship with God.
那虽然用无花果的树叶来做，这是人的作为啊，也遮盖不了羞耻。
Even though they used the fig leaves to cover themselves, it is so the man's way of covering themselves.
那一直到神用动物的皮做的衣服，他才敢出来。
Only when God, they used the God's covering to cover themselves, that is when they were dared to come out.
那既然要用动物的皮来做衣服，就要杀动物，就要流血。
And when you are covered by animal, then obviously you need to kill an animal to create that covering.
那个本身就是预表。
And then that covering was you have to shed blood.
人类的罪是因为主耶稣流血以后才得到遮盖。
And when you shed blood, it's just like when man's sins were forgiven, is when Jesus Christ shed his blood for us.
那这样我们人才能够站在神面前坦然无惧。
Only then were we as men able to stand in front of God.
才能够跟神相交。
And that way we can have fellowship with God.
所以这个罪是我们跟神之间很大的破坏力量。
Sin has a great power to destroy the relationship between us and God.
罪如果没有对付，我们人跟神的关系没有办法亲密。
If there's no opposition against the sin, then we cannot draw close to God.
所以有时候我们对别人恨在心里。
Sometimes when we have hate towards someone in our heart,
别人也不知道，反正我恨在心里。
Other people might not know because I just keep it inside myself.
那如果一个人有恨，他就是在罪里面。
But if someone has hate, then he is in sin.
祷告就达不到神面前。
When they pray, they cannot pray to. They will not be able to reach God.
我们看约翰一书的第二章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第二章第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄。到他如今还在黑暗里面，爱弟兄的就住在光明中，在他没有半叠的缘由。十一节，唯独恨弟兄的在黑暗里面，且在黑暗里面行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。这就举一个例子。
Verses 9 through 11 gives us an example，
就是恨
about hate。
那恨就住在黑暗里面。
When you hate, you live in darkness.
爱就住在光明里面。
When you live in light, you live in love.
所以心里面恨自己的家人、自己的配偶、自己的父母或者公司的同事，这个就已经进到黑暗。
When you hate your wife, your friends, or your coworkers, you've already entered into darkness.
那我们跟神呢就没有办法亲密。
Then we cannot draw close to God.
那一直到我们恨把它解消。
Only until when we remove that hate,
我们才进到光明。
Then do we enter into the light?
那我们跟神的关系才会正常。
Then our relationship with God will be normal again.
所以人跟神的关系跟人的关系是不能切开来的。
The relationship of man and God's relationship cannot be separated from the relationship between man and man.
我跟神很好。
I have a good relationship with God.
我很热心聚会读圣经祷告。
I come to church zealously and I pray zealously.
但是我就是跟我太太合不来。
But I just can't get along with my wife.
我就是跟我父母合不来。
I can't get along with my parents.
我就是很讨厌我的兄弟。
I hate my brothers.
这是不可能的。
That is impossible.
因为当我们在人际关系有恨的时候，
Because when we have hate amongst our human relationships,
我们已经掉进黑暗。
We are already in the darkness.
神是光在上面。
God is a light and he is above.
是没有相交的。
We have no relationship with him.
所以有一次我们 NYT 是一个学员在见证。
During NYTS, one of the students once testified.
他很认真在祷告。
He prayed earnestly.
但是就是觉得 好像有一个很重的东西压在他心里面。
He was praying earnestly, but he felt that there was something very heavy weighing on his mind.
就是有一个障碍在那里。
There's some kind of obstacle in there.
他一直想到底这个是什么。
He could not, he was trying to figure out what the obstacle was.
后来他才想起来，他跟他妹妹之间有问题。
He then realized that he had a problem with his younger sister.
他心里面有一点恨在里面。
He has a hate in his heart.
他们两个还是有打招呼啊。
They still talk to each other.
但是这个恨在里面呢，没有人知道。
But that heart inside him, no one knew about it.
他就觉得他的祷告就是这样，有一块石头压住，达不到神那里。
He felt that in his prayer, there's this, this rock that's there that couldn't, and he could not reach God.
所以有一次 NYT 他真的悔改。
During this NYTS, he truly repented.
写一个 email 给他的妹妹说道歉。
He wrote an email to his sister and apologized.
很奇妙啊。
Very miraculous.
当他这样把这个恨拿掉
，When he took away this hate,
他再祷告，发现那块石头没有了。
He prayed again. He realized that that rock that was blocking him was gone.
就祷告，觉得祷告很有力量。
He felt the strength in his prayer.
这真的是圣我们的体验跟圣经的教训是一样的。
What we experience is truly just as what the Bible says.
所以这个罪的力量不但破坏人跟人的关系，罪的力量也破坏我们跟神的关系。
The sin does not only destroy our relationship with other people, but also destroys our relationship with God.
所以人类最大的问题是罪。
The man's biggest problem is sin.
虽然洗礼的时候罪拿掉了。
Even though during baptism the sin is removed,
但是洗礼完以后罪性还在。
After we are baptized, our sinful nature is still there.
所以还可能会继续犯罪。
And we're likely to sin again because of that.
好，那我们现在回来看约翰一书的第一章。
Let's go back to 1 John chapter 1.
好。第八节。
Verse 8.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理就不在我们心里了。
Verse 8, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
这个地方说，如果我们说我没有罪，我是自己在骗自己。
If we, this verse says that if we claim to be without sin, we're lying to ourselves.
为什么这样讲？
Why does this verse say
that? 因为我们都有罪。
Because we all have sin.
所以我说我没有罪，我在骗自己。
If I say I have no sin, I'm lying to myself.
但是我们真的有时候想，我真的没有想不出什么罪啊。
But sometimes we think and we think about ourselves. We think that I really can't think of any sin I committed.
那我们如果看下面一节，真理就不在我们心里。
We look at the second part of verse 8. It says the truth is not in us.
这是关键啊。
That is a key here.
神的标准没有进到我们里面。
God's standard is not in us.
如果神的标准进到我们里面。
If God's standard has entered our hearts,
那一量啊，我们罪就跑出来。
Because and then we have that standard, we measure ourselves against it, then all our sins will come forth.
那神的话就是光啊。
God's word is light.
那个光一照到我们里面
，When the light shines on our hearts,
罪就跑出来了。
Our sins come out.
所以这个为什么神的话这么重要
？That is why this is why God's words are so important.
圣经说，神的话像两刃的利剑，我们的灵魂骨头都能够破到里面去。
The God's word is like a sword enters into our flesh and blood.
所以有时候我们在悔改那个罪哦，不是外面有没有犯奸淫，有没有偷，有没有抢。
When we're sometimes examining our sins, we didn't go out and steal or murder or commit adultery.
有时候我们所犯的罪是在内心的最深处犯罪。
Sometimes the sin we commit is in our heart, and it is where that sin resides.
那神的话一进去，那个内心的那个动机、态度、意念不对的地方就显露出来，那就是罪。
When God's word enters our heart, all those sins and our motivations inside our heart will come out.
如果我们看那个当时玛利亚哈献了一瓶极贵的香膏，打开来抹到耶稣的身上。
If we think about the example when Mary broke the container of nard to anoint Jesus.
那犹大看了就说啊，这很可惜。
When Judas saw that, he said, "Oh, this is such a waste."
那如果这个卖掉可以分给穷人，不是很好吗？
He said that if we had sold that jar and gave it to the poor, wouldn't that have been wonderful?
所以犹大讲的这个话也讲得很对啊。
What Judas said was very true.
那这么贵的香膏，你再抹一下，再擦一下就没有了。
Because that perfume, you break it and you anoint it, it's just gone right afterwards.
那一年的工资把它卖掉，好多穷人可以用啊。
You sell it for 1 year's worth of wages, and think about how many people could help instead.
但是约翰福音说，犹大这样讲是因为他贪财。
But the book of John says Judas had said that because he was greedy.
所以就把他最深处那个动机的罪把它显露出来。
So the sin inside was manifested and it came out.
所以今天神的话这个功用哦，信主久了已经不是说外在约束我们不要犯那个十诫里面的罪，是进到内心的最深处，我们的想法、我们动机、我们的态度能够跟神的想法一样。
Today, this our sin is not just the external sins of not committing adultery, not murdering, but what our inner motivations and inner thoughts are in our hearts.
好，那我们再回来第一章，约翰福音第一章。
那这个 go back First John chapter 1.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。第一章第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
所以我们得到救恩的人哦，对付罪最好的方法是什么？
What is the best way to fight against sin?
我们的罪在神面前是赤露敞开的，是开的，没有办法隐藏。
Our sin, the best way is to have our sins open and not hidden.
就是在神面前悔改。
And that is to repent in front of God.
那神是信实的，必要赦免我们的罪。
And God is faithful, and He will forgive us.
洗净我们一切的不义。
And purify us from all the unrighteousness.
所以我们每一次悔改，神赦免我们的罪，那我们就没有罪了。
Every time we repent, God forgives our sins, then we have no more sin.
这个是神对我们一个爱的一个承诺。
That is a
应许。
That's a promise that of the love that that God has given us.
所以对罪最好的方法就是认罪。
The best way to fight against sin is to admit it.
那要怎么样我们才不会继续的犯罪？
And then furthermore, how do we continue to not sin?
那这是我们要来思想的一个很重要的问题。
And this is a very important question that we have to think about.
因为如果我们常常犯罪，这样也不好。
Because if we continue to sin, that is also not good.
在圣经里面告诉我们，从神生的就不犯罪。
And the Bible says that those born of God do not sin.
这是我们要努力的一个方向。
This is something we have to work towards.
我们来看约翰一书。
Let's look at First John.
第三章。
Chapter
3. 第九节。
Verse 9.
凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道存在他心里，他不能犯罪，因为他是从神生的。
No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God.
这个地方说从神生就不会犯罪。
Over here it says that no one born of God will continue to sin.
那中文翻作神的道，如果你看英文叫 seed， 神的种子存在他心里。
Because God's seed remains in him.
那他就不能犯罪。
He cannot sin.
那这个种子，种子就是表示神有种子有生命。
That seed represents that there is life.
所以有时候你看那个种子好像死的，你一掉种在水里，再一浇水，它就长出来。
Sometimes you look at a seed, it looks like there is no life, but you plant it and you add water, then it grows.
那个种子是什么？
What is the seed?
我们来看彼得前书。
Let's look at First Peter.
彼得前书的第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
你们蒙的重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由不能坏的种子生活泼长存的道。
For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable.
所以这里告诉我们有两种的种子。
Verse 23 says that there's two types of seeds.
一种是能坏的。
One is the perishable.
这是世界上的物质上的。
That is the, of a physical world.
那第二个是不能坏的种子。
The second type is imperishable seed.
这是神活泼长存的道。
That is a long living, word of God.
因此回到这个约翰一书三章六节，从神生不犯罪，因为神的种子就是神的道存在他心里。
So we go back to 1 John chapter 3 verse 6. It says that God's seed is in him. That is God's word is in him.
那有时候我们就说，哎，没有啊，我们听到很多，还是会犯罪啊。
Sometimes we think that doesn't seem like it. We hear a lot of sermons, but we still sin.
有的圣经读了好几遍，还是会犯罪啊。
Some of us we've read the Bible so many times, but we still sin.
问题不是种子有问题啊。
It's not that the seed. There's a problem with the seed.
我们的心是一块田地。
Our heart is a piece of land.
哦，那神的道就是种子。
And God's word is the seed.
哦，有的时候是我们的心硬。
Sometimes our heart is hard.
哦，所以那个种子扎根扎不下去。
So that seed cannot take root in our heart.
所以当我们祷告被圣灵充满。
When we pray and we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
哦，那个种子就可以发芽。
That seed can grow.
土地改变了
，the soil in our heart changes，
种子就可以成长
，and then our soil, our seed can grow。
所以当圣灵在感动我们
，when the Holy Spirit moves us，
充满我们
，and is filled in us，
我们听道理很容易受感动
，we are very easily moved when we hear a sermon，
结果生属灵的生命成长
，and then our spiritual life will grow，
就不会犯罪
，and then we will not sin。
那只有听道没有祷告，还是会犯罪。
When we only pray and do not listen to the word of God, then we will.
只有听到没有祷告，还是会犯罪。
When we only hear the word of God but do not pray, we will continue to sin.
因为那个道理只是知识。
Because the word of God only becomes knowledge.
没有生命。
It has no life.
但是圣灵这个水一浇灌下去，那个道就会有生命。
But when the Holy Spirit, the water of the Holy Spirit comes down and waters us, then the word will have life.
那我们就不容易犯罪。
And it will be very difficult for us to have sin.
所以要做到不犯罪是可能的。
To not sin is possible.
就是我们要不断地把那个种子砸在心里，然后改变我们的心。
That is, we always have to have that seed of God in us and planted in us.
然后让我们心这一块土地啊变成柔软好土地。
Have this a land in our heart be a firm land for the seed to grow.
所以啊，有时候我们看到学生联合会玩，或者是 NYTS 玩，有的父母非常感谢神。
Oftentimes after a NYTS or SSC, we see the parents are very thankful.
为什么他小孩子改变很多？
Why is that? It's because their children have changed a lot.
我还记得有一个做阿嬷的他带他的孙子来参加学生联会。
I remember there was a grandmother who brought her grandchildren to the SSC.
那个时候他的父母跟他讲说没有用啦，他不要两天他就打电话来叫我回载他回去。
During that time, the child's parents actually said to the grandma, said that there'll be no use. After 2 days, he's going to call and want to come home.
真的很奇妙了。到第二天、第三天，他父母，怎么我孩子没有打电话回来
？But very strangely, the second day, the third day, the parents still hadn't received the call yet.
那过了一个礼拜
，After 1 week,
他的小孩子回来了。
The child came home.
他说。父母觉得非常惊讶，为什么改变这么多
？And then the parents were very surprised. Why was there such a big change？
我们以前怎么教都教不好。
No matter how we taught this child before, we could not teach him to do it.
那现在到教会一个礼拜改变这么大
？But within 1 week at church, he had made a great change.
也没有什么秘密啊。
What is the secret？
第一个祷告求圣灵。
The first is pray and pray for the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个心呢，这一块土地改良了。
And then the soil in our heart will change.
第二个，查考神的话。
Second is to examine the words of God.
种子进去了。
The seed has entered.
发芽成长了。
The seed has sprouted and grown.
它就改变了。
And the child has changed.
所以就不会犯罪了。
And he will not sin anymore.
所以罪这么可怕，如果我们有种子加上圣灵的浇灌，就不会犯罪。
Sin is terrifying, but if we have the seed and it grows in our hearts, then we will not sin.
好，我们再回来看约翰一书的第二章。
Let's go back to 1 John chapter 2.
第二章的二十六节。
First John chapter 2 verse 26.
我将这话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。
I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray.
在这里啊，他说，我将这个话写给你，指着引诱你们人说的。
John says here, I'm writing to you about those who might lead you astray.
那这个话是什么
？What is that?
就是二十六节以前。
If we look at before verse 26.
好，我们看二十二节。
Let's look at verse 22.
谁是说谎的呢？不是那不认耶稣为基督的吗？不认父与子的，这就是敌基督的。二十三节，凡不认子的就没有父，认子的连父也有了。
Verse 22, who is the liar? It is a man who denies Jesus is Christ. Such a man is Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son and the Father, who acknowledges the Son, but has the Father also.
在约翰年纪大的时候，教会里面已经有开始有异端。
When John was growing old in age, there was already division in the there was already falsehood in the church.
那个时候有一种异端，就是他不相信耶稣就是神。
One of the falsehood was that they don't believe Jesus Christ was God.
怎么有可能一个人他会是神
？How can it be possible that a man is God？
所以他就不认子。
So they don't acknowledge the Son.
你讲这个耶稣是神，这我不没有办法接受。
You say Jesus is God, I cannot accept this.
但是二十三节就是不认子的就没有父。
But verse 20 says that no, if you deny the Son, then you do not know the Father.
你不能够接受耶稣就是神，你就没有父，连神也没有了。
If you cannot accept that Jesus is God, then you cannot, you will not, you do not have the God Himself either.
主耶稣说，父在我里面，我在父里面，我跟神是合一的。
Jesus Christ said that I am in the Father and the Father is in me and I am one as with the Father.
你看到我就是看到神。
When you see me, you see God.
你认识我就认识神。
When you know me, you know God.
神的奥秘就是耶稣。
God's mystery is Jesus Christ.
所以否定了耶稣就没有神了。
When you deny Jesus Christ, then you have no God.
所以这针对当时一些错误的信仰讲的。
This verse is directed toward the false teachings during that time.
那今天这个对我们讲是什么意思？
What does this mean for us today?
我们现在需要谨慎什么？
What do we need to be aware of?
在道理上有什么会让我们失去纯正，会受迷惑？这个我们要很谨慎。
We have to be aware of what will cause us to be led astray in the truth.
我们下一节再来继续。
We'll continue to study this in the next class.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.